faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you guys are with us. We're going to continue our series. I think this is part four. Dr. Woods was busy today getting ready for his conference at his church this weekend. I think that's when it is. So he asked if he could have a pass. I said, sure, we'll just continue our series on transhumanism is eugenics. Transhumanism is eugenics, part four. So let's carry on, and then we'll open up some phone calls. Let's go right away to this slide. This is, again, from the book by Julian Huxley, 1957, Julian Huxley, called New Bottles for New Wine. New Bottles for New Wine. And it's where he pushes transhumanism, i.e. eugenics. And he calls for only certain people to be able to develop. We have to get rid of ugly towns. Ugly and or depressing towns. They're immoral, he said, as we saw yesterday. And that quality of people, not merely quantity. So we have to work on quality of people, not quantity. And again, we saw in a video, black and white, from what was supposed to be 1937, him talking about which people should be allowed to have children and which should not. I mean, this is a Nazi Hitler type eugenics program. I mean, that's eugenics is eugenics, right? So he went on yesterday in his book, as we read, to declare that there must be service to the community, community service. And we've talked and warned about that for so long. I started warning about this whole danger of community service in my book back in 1995, because that was what they were talking about, was school to work. School to work was the idea of shadowing people, job shadowing, putting people on a career track, deciding who goes to college, who doesn't, and doing shadowing and community service and, some kind of shadowing program. But it seems as though this is now kind of melded into more of the general community service concept, which I really began to expose specifically by that name in 2007, 2008, particularly 2008, when Barack Obama was pushing the Careers Act. Merging the Department of Education with the Department of Labor. And so the Careers Act, I did a whole two-hour presentation on this at our national conference in the Ozarks back in 2008, and warning about the dangers of, mandatory community service. And I dealt with this also in my book, Grave Influence, and the man that was behind that, the father of that, William James. William James is kind of the father of mandatory community service. So that's something Julian Huxley was pushing as well. Notice he says in this book in 1957, the human species can, if it wishes, transcend itself. The human species, if it wishes, transcend itself. That's transhumanism, folks. Going beyond the mere self. Speeding up biological evolution, moving on to spiritual evolution. He says, not just sporadically, an individual here in one way, an individual there in another way, but in its entirety as humanity. Listen, he said, we need a name for this new belief. Perhaps transhumanism will serve. This is a book by Julian Huxley, the first executive director of the United Nations Education Scientific Cultural Organization, in 1957, saying, perhaps the term transhumanism will serve. He's the one who's mostly given the credit of coining the term transhumanism. Man remaining man, but transcending himself by realizing new possibilities of and for his human nature. He said, I believe in transhumanism. Once there are enough people who can truly say that the human species will be on the threshold of a new kind of existence as different from ours, as ours is from that of Pekin man, it will at last be consciously fulfilling its real destiny. So man, needs to fulfill his real destiny by coming to the realization of this as a group. Isn't that what he said? Once there are enough people who can truly say that, the human species will be on the threshold of a new kind of existence. So it's going to be a group, as enough people come together and realize this, then we will be able to fulfill man's destiny. See, this is all part of the idea or the concept of collective salvation. We got to do this as a group. He said, our evolutionary ideology needs to bring to men's notice the possibilities open to human beings and the techniques by which they may be realized. Possibilities of aesthetic and intellectual experience, of more acute perception and awareness, of health, of physical and mental control of memory, of quick and effective education, of integration of spiritual. Wait a minute now. Now Julian Huxley's going to get off into the spiritual. Of integration of spiritual as well as of physical training. Of hypnosis and the unconscious mind. And little explored regions like mystical experience and so-called paranormal phenomenon. Well, there you go, folks. Now he's getting into the idea of not only speeding up biological evolution, but now moving into the spiritual as well. Just as I've been telling you guys and writing about for a long time, that it's not just about biology, the material, the physical. It's about the spiritual as well. He goes on to say, if so, common man of the future will be ashamed if he does not attain a far higher level of experience and personality than today's miserable average. And states and societies, and will be judged by the opportunities they provide for such attainment. He goes on to say, man could avail himself of a method of genetic change if he were deliberately to practice eugenics. There we go. Man could avail himself of a method of genetic change if he were deliberately to practice eugenics. So what is transhumanism, folks? What did I say the title of this series was? Transhumanism is eugenics. At its base, it's eugenics. You can call it a neo-eugenics, a new kind of eugenics. But at its foundation, it's eugenics. Now, man will be able to avail himself of the method, a method of genetic change. How are we going to change genetically? By choosing who can procreate and who cannot. Who can have children and who cannot. And by doing this, we speed up the biological evolutionary process and can genetically change man so man can become a type of superman. Again, isn't that what Hitler was after? Get rid of the poison, get rid of the blight, get rid of the defective, i.e. get rid of the Jews. Eliminate them, let them come back in another life through good karma. Try it again. Get rid of them, and we can better society. We can speed up biological evolution. We can move into the spiritual. By the way, isn't that interesting that true practicing Jews, I'm not talking about your New Age Jews or your atheistic Jews or your, you know, Jews that practice all kinds of different things, just like Americans practice all kinds of different things, Israel is not a whole lot different than America. You got your liberal Jews, you got your moderate Jews, you got your conservative Jews, you got your religious Jews, you got your Jews that are Orthodox, you got your Jews that are New Agers, you got your Jews that are Marxists, you got your Jews that are gay. I mean, on down the line, right? It's just like America. But many of the Jews of Germany would be traditional in that they were following the Torah. They were following the Old Testament. Many of the Jews were traditional in that they were really practicing Judaism. Now, traditional Judaism is not going to teach the idea of pagan mysticism or occultism, right? So who is the obstacle to the idea that we can all become God? We're all a part of God. God's a part of us. Pantheism, all is God. Panentheism, God is in all. Christians and traditional Jews that really read the Torah are going to reject that idea. They're going to say, no, there's but one God, and we're not God. Right? So traditional Jews and traditional Christians stand in the way of this spiritual evolution. So we, today and then, Christians, real Christians, and the conservative Orthodox Jews, we would be defective. We are defective. I've told you all the examples of where Freud said those who are Christians are mentally disturbed because they have suppressed their natural inclinations to lust, cannibalism, and killing, right? So the Jew and the Christian, by very definition of the elite, we are defective. We have the wrong world view. We are not buying into their idea that we can evolve and become God or tap into our unconscious mind and discover, after all, we're God. Now, obviously, your New Age Jew believes that, and your New Age so-called Christian believes that, and sadly, there are many so-called self-professing Christians today that buy into New Age concepts. A recent survey I share with you shows that. How many overwhelming self-described Christians buy into New Age concepts? What I'm trying to tell you is, when you get down to people who really practice traditional Judaism, follow the Old Testament, and Christians who really follow the full and complete Bible, we would be considered the obstacle to biological and thus spiritual evolution, and we would be considered defective. The idea of one God, one reality, we are an obstacle. That's what Huxley, by the way, that's what Huxley and Timothy O'Leary said. Yes, we had run into the Christians who only believe in one reality, not a happy pluralism. It's those who believe in the Bible we ran up against, says Timothy O'Leary talking to Huxley in a conversation. They've been the obstacle. So here is Julian Huxley in 1957 in this book saying, man can avail himself of a method of genetic change if he were deliberately to practice eugenics. This would, however, no longer be a form of natural selection, but of artificial selection. See what I'm saying? It's no longer saying, let's just let nature take its course. No, let's be involved in artificial selection. Let's decide who can breed, who cannot, and let's better the genetic pool by us deciding, not nature. Such as he has already practiced on domestic animals and plants, involving a conscious aim and a deliberate control of the mechanisms of heredity, it could therefore operate much more rapidly and much less wastefully than natural selection. If you're watching by TV, you'll notice there are misspellings in these words, in this slide, because that's an actual screenshot of his book that somebody took and put out there. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team and we developed Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grape seed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com.
Hey,
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Again, if you're interested in our free freight February, you can find full details of that on WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. We had 9 pallets arrive yesterday. They actually arrived, 9 pallets, while I was on the air. When I got off the air, I went down into that area, and there were 9 pallets, and the guys were already unloading and organizing it of emergency freeze-dried food, and we're ready to already put in another order, believe it or not. So if you would like to take advantage of Free Freight February, an opportunity that will save, for some people, hundreds of dollars because they're ordering 1 and 2 year supplies, and that's a lot of weight, a lot of buckets, a lot of weight, then you can visit our website to find out more, WVWTVstore.com. If you'd rather talk to a live human being, you can do that. You can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And I think I briefly mentioned yesterday that something I don't think I've mentioned before, not only do I have enough for my family, a little extra I've put away for the guys in the control room because we have a national emergency of some kind and we can still broadcast. They may be involved in programming around the clock, and so we got to put away enough food for them. So we've done that, and then we are also I have also put some away to barter with, to use it to barter with should I have to do that, because again we've seen what happens with COVID and the grocery stores going bare and everybody trying to get toilet paper or paper towels. Remember that? But I remember going and trying to just get chicken noodle soup or hamburger. Patty, you guys remember that? Did you have that experience? I did. I would go into the grocery store with my wife, and I would go back to the meat counter, and there was no meat. There was no hamburger meat. And so I found out from the meat man how the schedule was operating as far as when meat would come in, and he would say, oh, there'll be some here, and late tonight, it'll be out tomorrow morning. By the time we do, all we got to do to, put it on the little styrofoam trays and, wrap it with the cellophane and everything. And so it should be out tomorrow morning at said time, or it'll be out tomorrow afternoon by 5 o'clock. And he would tell me, so he was like, if you get here at 5 o'clock, you'll definitely get some. But if you get here at 5:30, you're not going to get any. So sure enough, that's exactly what would happen. I mean, it was weird, wasn't it, folks? And that wasn't any real deal. Yes, people were getting sick. Yes, sadly, people with comorbidities were dying. Yes. But most of them were dying because they were putting them on ventilators and they were giving them remdesivir and killing their organs. That was a plandemic. If you have a real serious, Klaus Schwab said it. Klaus Schwab said the cyber attack that's coming will make COVID look like a mere disruption, just a small mere disruption. Well, yeah, if your power goes down, I don't think your grocery store is going to be open. And the food is not going to last very long because it's going to rot if it needs refrigeration. And I don't know what the grocery stores are going to do. Do you really think they're going to let you come in there and start buying and paying cash? How many of their clerks know how to make change with cash anymore? So few people pay with cash anymore. Some places won't even take cash. But the average grocery store has got like 3 days worth of food in a city. So again, if something happens for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, bartering is going to become a thing. I don't care what anyone tells you. It'll become a thing. So I put some away from bartering as well. What is money? Money is a medium of exchange. Money is a medium of exchange. And yes, there's the biblical definition of what is money. And we see in the Bible that real money, or should say wealth, is land, houses, cattle, gold, silver. But money, or that instrument of money, is often something of value that becomes a medium of exchange. And in difficult times, a medium of exchange could be whatever is deemed to be of value at that moment. And what is of value then may not be of what's of value now. People are like, I don't care about a bucket of freeze-dried food. What do I want that? But let your grocery stores and your power grid and everything go down, all of a sudden, wait a minute, you got what? So, yeah, I got a leak in my roof. Can you get up there and repair my roof? Yeah. But I don't want money. No, you know, money's become worthless. What do you got? How about a buck, a freeze-dried food? Yeah, I'll get up there and fix that roof and patch that and reshingle the roof for you real quick in that spot. Whatever it might be. Got to think outside the box, folks, because we're going to be outside the box of norm. Anyway, details at WVWTVstore.com. Or again, you can call 901-468-9357. Talk to a live human being. A lot of you like to do that and ask a lot of questions. I understand that. All right, so we're going back to Julian Huxley. Transhumanism is eugenics. And this fits in with what I'm talking about right now. A national crisis to get rid of the population, right? To only have the fit breeding. Those who are defective can't breed. You know, World War, I did a series the other night or a show the other night. World War checks all the boxes. I was quoting someone at a website that was interviewing Armstrong Williams, and he said, war checks all the boxes. And I dealt with this in great detail last night with attorney and economics expert Rebecca Walzer. And I asked her, does war check all the boxes? And I explained how, you know, it'll cover a banking collapse. These banks are in bad trouble, folks. Bad trouble. It would cover a banking collapse. It'd be a great way for them to get rid of war, great way to get rid of some of the population if their whole program is a eugenics depopulation plan. So this is all very timely what I'm talking about here. By the way, I interviewed last night again Mayor Rudy Giuliani live from East Palestine, Ohio. I interviewed him live from East Palestine, Ohio. He was out in the public. He was surrounded by people. And it was about a quick 10-minute interview, but I wanted to get a firsthand report from him from East Palestine. You can watch that on my website on demand, wvwtv.com. But this all fits. Getting rid of populations through war, pandemics, plagues, famines, all manufactured. So Julian says in his 1957 book, this would, however, no longer be a form of natural selection, meaning we're going to go with the method of genetics, deliberate practice of eugenics. That's what he said, deliberate practice of eugenics. This would, however, no longer be a form of natural selection, but of artificial selection, such as he has already practiced on domestic animals and plants, involving a conscious aim and a deliberate control of the mechanism of heredity. You guys can show this on the screen. It could therefore operate much more rapidly, much less wastefully than natural selection. Now, here's an article I shared with you guys a few years ago. It's a secular publication from December of 2010. And I shared this with you guys in early 2020. So I shared this with you guys 3 years ago. I found this article in my research. The eugenics movement Britain wants to forget. Similarly, George Bernard Shaw. George Bernard Shaw, folks, was a Fabian socialist, right? The Fabians were big into eugenics. I'm pretty sure Julian Huxley was a Fabian socialist. But the article says, similarly, George Bernard Shaw wrote, quote, the only fundamental and possible socialism is the socialization of the selective breeding of man. Bertrand Russell, he's also a Fabian socialist. Bertrand Russell proposed that states should issue color-coded, quote, procreation tickets, end quote, to prevent the gene pool of the elite. Notice that, to prevent the gene pool of the elite being diluted by inferior human beings. Who do you think the inferior human beings are? Well, we already know. They're already telling us we're domestic terrorists, we're potential terrorists, we're psychologically impaired, we're mentally unstable. Because you believe in nationalism, you won't wear a face mask, you won't get the COVID shot, you believe in traditional marriage, you believe in absolute truth, you believe in God, you have certain convictions that are not open to conversation, they're not open to compromise. You won't even discuss compromise on certain things. Certain things are like, that's not open for compromise. That's not open for discussion. This is the way it is. This is what I believe. I'm holding to it. Well, that right there shows a stiffness, a rigidity, which is a form of mental illness. We have the COVID, Tavistock Institute talking about this and this rigidity in 1940s. And that this is a sign of mental illness. This is not new. Now, this is where they're going to merge. Listen now. This is where they are going to merge economics and health. Economics and health. I did a whole program on this last night with Rebecca Walzer. This is where they're going to merge education, economy, and health. Education, economy, and health are going to merge. And you're going to get a digital ID if they have their way. And everything is going to be tied to your social credit score and your ability to buy, to get a bank loan. World Economic Forum has already put this on their own digital interactive wheel. You can't get on the internet. You can't get a bank loan. You can't travel without this digital ID. So, you're going to have procreation tickets to prevent the gene pool of the elite being diluted by the inferior human being. You already know who those are. Now, when I quoted this in early 20, some Romans 1 fool claimed that House is anti-Semitic. He is talking about globalism and bemoaning globalism in his new documentary, Siege. And globalism is the masking term, if you will, for the Jews. He's promoting anti-Semitism because he's fighting and exposing and attacking globalism, which is really code for anti-Semitism. Now, when I read that article, I'm like, you either are really dumb, Romans 1 dumb, Romans 1 fool, or you're a liar. Because anybody that spends any time researching is like, oh yeah, that House, he's an anti-Semite. Really? The guy that runs around saying, yeah, I'm a Zionist. I'm actually more than that. I'm a Christian Zionist. Yeah, that's a real anti-Semite there for you. You mean the guy that brings in the Jewish folks to sit on the platform at his Ozark conference like Arnold Frutenbaum and Olivier Melnick and talk about the rise of anti-Semitism and how to fight it? The one warning about the dangers and the anti-Semitism of replacement theology? But here was an article over at the Huffington Post. And they went on to say that House says that these people pushing the whole COVID thing are going to push procreation tickets. No, that's not what I said. I said that if you go back to Great Britain, you had Fabian socialists like Bertrand Russell promoting the idea of procreation tickets. These people are either so lame, so dumbed down, so lacking in the ability to listen and understand, or they're liars. But here they are saying, House says the globalists want to promote procreation tickets today through COVID and all that. That's not what I was saying. I was explaining that COVID and bioweapons being used today could be a eugenics program, and this is where they say they want to go. We'll be right back after this. Does your family have an emergency freeze-dried food supply? We offer it at WVWTVstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life, and it's actually really good. I've had freeze-dried food for my family on hand since 2013. We have available gluten-free. We have a 3-month pack, a 1-year, a 2-year. Many of you are ordering 1 and 2 year, and now we're offering free freight. For some of you, because you're ordering so much, that's going to save you hundreds of dollars. We also have a mega protein kit with real meat and the ultimate breakfast kit. They come in individual pouches, easy instructions to follow, a 25-year shelf life. You can order now at WVWTVstore.com or call 901-468-9357. WVWTVstore.com or call and have all your questions answered by calling 901-468-9357. Your family should have an emergency food supply on hand. Thank you for your support and making your order. right. Welcome back. So, this article in 2010 warns about the eugenics movement in Great Britain, where Bertrand Russell, George Bernard Shaw are pushing this concept and idea, and they're all Fabian socialists. They want socialism by evolution, not revolution over time, but they're happy to work with the Marxists. And those who decide to have children with holders of a different colored ticket would be punished with a heavy fine. So, you say this would never fly today. Nobody would go for this today. Really? Do you know how many things have happened now that people said, oh, they'll never let that happen? And I always wonder, who is the they? Remember back in the early 90s, people say, oh, they will never let that happen. And the things that I was warning about were so mild compared to what's now come to pass. But the proverbial they would never let this happen. Some people say, oh, this would never happen today. Well, did you ever think that the IRS, would be allowed to go after and audit people and go after people based on their color of their skin? Well, that's what's in my news report tonight. My worldview report, news report that you can see at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time tonight at LindellTV.com, FrankSpeech.com, WVWTV.com, TV30 in Milwaukee, which I think airs at 10 p.m. Central Time on their network there. I'm reporting on the IRS actually having a policy by which, for the sake of equity, they are going to go after white people. I just talked today to somebody from South Africa. And I said, it's so sad what's happened to South Africa and going after the Christian white farmer. And I've done so many programs on that and warned that that was coming to America. And people, of course, again, thought that was crazy. And now here we are. Open war on white conservative Christians. Interesting, there are some Democrats, some self-described Democrats. One of them, I have several clips of him in my documentary, Siege, I think it is. It's either Siege or Sabotage. I think it's Sabotage. This black gentleman, who's a Democrat, professor, is going after the whole idea of reparations. In fact, yesterday I saw where he was interviewing one of the ladies tied back to the Black Panthers, was talking about reparations. And how is it you're going to push the idea or the concept of reparations? How's that going to work out for you guys? Let's see if I can find it real quick over at reparations. Yeah, here we go. Here it is, Worldview Report. Black Panther communist Angela Davis, who teaches that U.S. was built by racist colonizers, faces calls to pay reparations after genealogy show reveals her white Puritan ancestor arrived in America on the Mayflower. You see why this is impossible? Reparations. If the people that were kidnapped, brought to America, enslaved, were still alive today, and you could do the paperwork and track it down, yes, absolutely, give them restitution. And I think in many cases, America's done that. With all the affirmative action, all the different entitlement programs, all the things, America's done its best to make reparations. But these people are long since gone. Many of their ancestors have intermarried. What are you going to do with the white families that died in the Civil War fighting slavery, if that's indeed why they were fighting? And everybody goes to war for different reasons. Some for state rights. Some were opposing slavery. Different reasons. But here you have the Black Panther communist, Angela Davis, facing calls for her to pay reparations because her genealogy shows her white Puritan ancestor arrived in America on the Mayflower. Folks, this is all about weaponizing race to divide us, cause us to hate each other, to cause chaos. And it's being done largely by Maoist communist front groups. We've proven that. So they can create chaos in America and then exploit it. While our military is focusing on political correctness, transgenderism, white privilege, the Chinese and the Russians are preparing their people for massive war. So back to this article from 2010. H.G. Wells praised eugenics as the first step towards the elimination of, quote, detrimental types and characteristics, end quote, and the, quote, fostering of desirable types, end quote, instead. You notice it's not about, oh, well, not that this would make it right. It's not about, oh, we want to make sure we have people having children so we can eliminate people who are mentally or physically handicapped. Not that that would make it right. But that's what I think a lot of people think eugenics is. What I'm trying to tell you is these people have made it very clear that's not what it's about. Now, they may talk about that a little bit, but they're making it very clear. Eugenics is about getting rid of the people they deem to be defective, the people they deem to be the detrimental types and the detrimental characteristics. And we already know what that is, going back way long ago, where anyone that's opposed to globalism has got a mental problem. And they want to foster the desirable type. They want only the elite to breed. They want to create a Superman. Not so much about the color of your skin anymore, as I've said, it's about your worldview. Here's another one. December 2010, part of a series, when America believed in eugenics. Disabled born in the USA were as despised as disabled immigrants. Disabled people born in the USA were as despised as disabled immigrants. A leading American-based scientist, Alexis Carrel, who worked at the prestigious Rockefeller Institute. Yeah, the Rockefellers, they work with the Nazi doctors. Let me tell you something, folks. America is largely being run by neo-Nazis. America is being run by neo-Nazis. I hate to say it, but the FBI are a bunch of neo-Nazis. Doesn't mean that the white hats that are in there are Nazis, but we had an FBI whistleblower the other day tell us what? The leadership act like Nazis. And I've told them, you guys act like Nazis. Absolutely they do. If the FBI knocks on your door, you ought to understand you got Nazis at your front door. And they will take you off to a gulag, and they will make sure that you are raped and beaten, and maybe you lose an eye in the process, as happened to so-called J6ers. They will make sure that you are raped, beaten, sexually assaulted, because that's what Nazis do, as they haul you off to concentration camps as a political prisoner. And the Rockefellers worked with the Nazis. The Rockefellers are still around today. We all know about them. And that's why I tell you there is a neo-Nazi ideology. Don't forget, our country did backflips to bring a bunch of the known Nazis that killed tens of thousands of people, bring them to America, and drop them down in our NASA program and in our intelligence agencies. And everybody should read the books by Edwin Black on that. Intelligence agencies of America knowingly working with Nazis they knew killed tens of thousands of people. I don't know what it's going to take for the state governments to stand up and say, we do not have to tolerate this abuse from a Nazi federal government. You're outside the laws of nature, nature's God. You're outside the Constitution. You're violating our state constitutions as a republic. And we don't have to tolerate it per the 10th Amendment, and we won't. The Declaration of Independence says what we established, we can alter or abolish. We created you, Nazi federal government. We didn't create you as a Nazi government. That's what you become, and we don't have to tolerate it. But I'm afraid we have a bunch of cowards. We have a bunch of cowards and compromised, bought off, blackmailed people at the highest levels. We don't have to tolerate this at the state levels. Our founding fathers would be appalled that we have tolerated this. So you have this American-based so-called scientist who worked at the prestigious Rockefeller Institute in the early years of the 20th century advocated correcting what he called an error, in quote, an error in the U.S. Constitution that granted equality to all people. That's an error. In his best-selling book, Man, the Unknown, he wrote, quote, the feeble-minded and the man of genius should not be equal before the law. the stupid, the unintelligent, those who are dispersed, incapable of attention, of effect, have no right to a higher education. End quote. Arguing that the human race was being undermined by disabled people, he wanted to use medical advances to extend, listen now, this is transhumanism. Medical advances to extend the lives of those he deemed worthy and condemn the rest to death or forced sterilization. He later praised Hitler for the, quote, energetic measures, end quote, he took to prevent the contamination of the human race. On Monday, I'm going to share with you that there is a Supreme Court ruling related to eugenics and that a generation of misfits is enough. I'm going to show you that I believe there's still, within the federal Supreme Court rulings, the laws on the books to allow for this to this day. But notice he's saying we got to change the Constitution. Everybody shouldn't be equal under the law. So what are they doing, folks? Well, here's what they're doing. You want me to let you in a little secret? They're using the law to do this, but they don't call them the misfits. They don't call them, reminds me of the island of misfit toys. They don't do this to call you misfits. They call you a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, mentally ill. They don't say, oh yeah, you're substandard. You're not acceptable breeding stock. Instead, they redefine the terms. You're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist. You're mentally unstable. Now we can use the laws that are, in some cases, still on the books to allow for sterilization. They, we can allow, under the law, to have certain people institutionalized and even use the Patriot Act given to us by the illustrious George W. Bush, who fooled a lot of us, right? The Patriot Act to have you arrested and detained indefinitely. They've got the laws right now at the federal level to do what they want to do. They've just have changed the terms. But here he says we're going to use medical advances to extend the lives of those worthy, condemn the rest to death. You know that I'm reading over in China, if you go look in China, many of the communist leaders in China are living longer than our leaders. That's what I read a report on the other day. And you know why they say that is? Because the communist leaders, when they get a bad liver or a bad kidney, they get a transplant. Where do they get a transplant from? They harvest it from some Christian. They harvest it from some Christian who they've imprisoned, and they use them and harvest them, harvest their organs. That's transhumanism. That's a form of transhumanism. Using this to extend the life of the elite, taking the organs from those they deem to be unworthy to extend the life of the communist. And here is Julian Huxley writing in his paper in 1948, even though it's quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO, that's the UN, to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and that the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. 1948, Julian Huxley. And now we're going to give our sovereignty to a WHO UN-dominated for their pandemic. Phone lines open. 1-800-347-9829. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. And again, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. So we'll pick it up, Lord willing, Monday with transhumanism is eugenics. I'm also going to show you some of the laws and rulings from the Supreme Court to show you that this kind of thing can be done still, I believe, today. And of course, as I said before the break, now we've got a meeting coming up here on, I think, on the 27th of February, where these nations with the WHO are working to implement the International Pandemic Treaty, which would turn the WHO, which is the UN, which is UNESCO, to having global power when it comes to lockdowns, pandemics, what we do. You think they might use this to further the concept and idea of eugenics, sticking people with a bioweapon to kill them? Well, right now we're reading that in Brazil, they're working in Brazil to make it a prison time. If you won't get the vaccine, you can go to prison. What do you think the WHO will do, and how will they use this against those they deem to be the defectives, the Christians, the conservatives? 1-800-347-9829. Chris, line one. Chris from Hayward, Wisconsin. Line one, Chris. Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I just wanted to comment on something you said a little while ago. You were talking about the FBI, you know, and coming to people's doors, taking them away. I just wanted to say, if that ever happens, because I won't get the shot, and they ever decide to take me away, I'm going to figure it as my life's in danger, and I'm not going to let them take me. I'm going to, you know, defend myself. And like you said, you know, before, you said better dead than red, you know, fight to the death if you have to. It's not a pleasant thing to think about, but, you know, if it ever comes to that, I'm not going to go with those people. I'll never let them take me away.
And we're hearing more and more Americans talk like that. And did you ever think, folks, you'd live in America where that would actually be talked and verbalized publicly? But that's, you know, and we've got people in Washington. We got people. Well, in fact, Tamara Scott said today on her show, she's talking to people in Washington and to people that are at the governmental level, high level of government in states. When they complain about the abuses of the FBI, the response is, yeah, the FBI's gone rogue. The FBI's gone rogue. Yeah, but what are you going to do about it? Because some of these people are held in federal prisons in your state. What are you going to do about it? They don't want to do anything. Thank you, Chris. Victoria, line four. Victoria from Rochester. Victoria, is your last name White?
Yes, it is, Brandon.
Wow. Victoria, tell our audience who you are.
I am the woman from the tunnel that was beat. I am a J6er, and I am facing the full weight of the government.
They beat you, and it's on video, them beating you in the tunnel, right?
Yes, correct. Yep.
And what did you do? What did you do to deserve being beat?
I got stuck. First, I had stopped two men from breaking the Capitol window, and then as they yelled and pulled me off of the last guy, they said, throw me in the window. I believe to be the guys that were breaking the window, I believe they were actually infiltrators, like you've always warned, Brandon, those who would pretend to be Trump supporters. I do believe those two men who aren't on the FBI list, they were definitely not Trump supporters. And as I got scared and I went to turn the other way and work my way to what I thought was another way back up to the next top level, where I saw someone from Minnesota, and I go step down and hand someone a water bottle, and I'm instantly squished and grown between all these grown men, and they're pushing forward, and I'm just stuck in that. And a lieutenant who's well known in D.C. for his use of force, like going above and beyond, he made me his target and beat me with a baton, severe maced me. I was maced indirectly in the face, all types of things, and yep.
And where is your case stand now, Victoria?
Well, I was going to take a plea deal, but I prayed about it and decided not to, and met with representatives, and they wanted to throw me in jail for that. So I go to trial. It's set in stone, said the judge, May 8th. So I have trial May 8th in person in D.C.
Did you say that you were trying to stop whoever's breaking, trying to break the windows? You were trying to stop them from doing that?
Yes, I physically pulled both men down, and it's on video. And the FBI even said, yes, we saw that. It's in their charging documents.
It's so hard to believe this.
Video.
It's so hard to believe this is happening.
I agree. And may my story, and please, everyone, listen to Brandon. He's been ahead of the curve for years. I'm so thankful for you, Brandon, and all those at Worldview Weekend. You have been spot on and way ahead, and you have warned us, and you've warned others, and you are exactly right. And I pray Americans really hear and heed all that you say, and I'm so thankful for you all.
Well,
God bless you.
Thank you. That's kind. And now we're going to ask our audience to pray for you, Victoria. We've talked about you, and your name has come up on some of our programs with some other J6ers and some video footage from that over the years. I figured there weren't probably too many Victorias from Rochester, Minnesota that might not call in. I figured your last name had to be White. And so we're going to invite our audience and ask our audience to pray for you, to pray for God to supernaturally intervene. I know it sounds like so little and so trite, but I want you to know we're asking our audience to do that. We are following your case. I have been monitoring that. And you feel free to call in here anytime you want to give us an update, all right?
Okay, thank you. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Victoria. Wow. Let's go to Rick, line 3. Rick from Fairfax, Virginia. Thanks for calling in, Rick.
Hi, Rick. We love your show.
Thank you.
Yesterday, there was a Senate House Election Committee hearing in Arizona, and there was a woman that was making some very disturbing, very serious allegations regarding election fraud. It was a lot there. Did you see that?
Yeah, not only did I see it, but I played clips of it on my show last night, interviewed Ivan Raiklin and Tom Mills, who are in the room. If you go to frankspeech.com, there it is right there on the screen, frankspeech.com, full testimony of Jacqueline Berger at Arizona Committee. It is shocking. We have reported that we need to verify it. I just hung up the phone with her 2 minutes before coming on the air. That was my first conversation with her. I am looking to try to interview the attorney that she works for. We are trying to get to the bottom of this story. Do what we as journalists do. Verify it to be true or not true. If true, it would be the biggest scandal, literally, that's not an overstatement, the biggest political scandal in American history. But we don't know. We have to do our homework, and we have to verify it. People can watch her full testimony of Jacqueline Berger at frankspeech.com. It's marked right there. I'm glad the caller talked about it. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.